it's been busted out a few times already this year.
I love it. So tell us about your holiday so far. How was Thanksgiving?
You guys, it's so good. Hi, Andrea. I missed you too. Hi, Lori. Whoever else is here with us live on Facebook or here on Zoom, we'd love to hear from you this morning. I'd love to know. I just queued up my diffuser. Not that this is a big shocker this time of year, but I've got holiday peace and holiday joy in the same diffuser at the moment. Just
doubleheader.
My space with some love. So
I love it.
Oh, and you guys, can we just say I edited my LRP order last night because mine processes on the 4th. And I just love the free Frank. Can we just talk about free Frank and how great that is every December?
The gift that keeps on giving, right?
Yes. The gift that keeps on giving. But no, my holidays have been so, so fantastic. And I know, so it's been 2 Wednesdays since we've been on, because you and I were traveling the Wednesday. Both of us were traveling the Wednesday before. I popped up to Bend, Oregon to hang out with one of our dear doTERRA soul sisters, Kari Utes. And I'm in love, you guys, with the town of Bend, Oregon. Put it on your map of something that you'd love to see. They have such amazing, healthy food there, like in all kinds of cafes, and so, so good. So, and then last week being right before Thanksgiving, right? Just a full experience. But yeah, just so much joy and so much good. We've got dumped on here with so much snow while y'all were in Mexico, Andy. We had like 3 days of snow, you guys. It was just amazing. Utah, we had a white Thanksgiving in a big way. So it was just fun. My mom's a sweetheart. My mom literally is like a walking angel saint. And she started a tradition for us years ago, like 20 years ago, where on Thanksgiving morning, we go out and either take meals to shut-ins through the Salvation Army or down and serve at a type of a homeless center or shelter and get to serve some of our fellow brothers and sisters. And it always puts me in the best mood, right? Because it's just like, so life is so good. And then, yes, I ate quite a bit and I made my pumpkin pie, and I tried a new pie this year though, guys. I made a new pie called, banana cream pie. It was so good.
I love it.
Yeah. And then I had to use, and I was like, digest then, detox. I'm not touching sugar or meat for like 3 or 4 days because I just was like, oh my gosh, so much food.
I saw somebody's post that said, remember on November 15th to set back your scales 15 pounds and then reset it back on December like 31st or something. It was
one of my faves. So good. So how have you been, my friend? And how is Mexico for you?
It was awesome. Give me one sec to get the Facebook Live.
Okay, great. One thought I just want to share is I know many of you join me for the annual gratitude series that takes place every November. This year was the 8th annual series. So I just have to say, like, people have asked, you know, similar, like, how is Thanksgiving or how is, you know, your month or how is life? And it's like, it always puts me in such a great spot. It just fills my heart, right? And just focusing on those core principles around gratitude, around generosity, the conversations that we had. But I just truly like had so much joy coming through the month of November. And that's the intention of partly doing that series for myself, right? We have thousands and thousands of people participate, but I love to do it every year for free. It's just a way to like begin and come into the holiday season with so much love and joy. And it just sets you in the right place, right? Gratitude and generosity, those two, they're like, consider them medicinal, right? They have an influence of just so much goodness for your heart, for your mindset, is finding what we're grateful for and finding the focus of serving and giving to someone else. It's really hard. You know, sometimes being human myself and, you know, different aspects of life, I can, you know, and then the holidays come up, and holidays at times are an added influence for joy and goodness, but they can also be an added influence of expectation and unmet expectations or things like that, right? And so it's easy to flirt with the blues sometimes, right? In life period, but at the holidays, if we're not sensitive to that, we all have something that we could be so in joy and grateful for, and we could all be in a way of finding something that maybe we're not feeling as connected, or we feel sadness or the blues. And I just know, like, getting out, serving someone else will make a difference. So part of that for me is always a way of just, you know, helping my own mind and mental health and emotional wellness be in a great place. So I'm just so looking forward to, you know, us connecting today, though, because it has been a few weeks, right? I mean, we've missed you. One of you sent me a message and it's like, what happened to the Share Success calls? Like we'll be back. It's just a temporary holiday break where we were both traveling and different things happening. So we're so excited to be here with you.
It is so good to be back. We love this tradition and love the chance to just be on a mission together, right? To be on this this path and journey of sharing and lifting the world. That's the thing that stood out to me when Natalie and I and Max and I were down in Mexico. You know, we're all in our various corners, doing our own missions and projects. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to lifting other souls. Whether it's physically or emotionally or through business, like it's really that simple. So super fun to just celebrate all of our leaders in Mexico. We had a gala down there, and those folks know how to party, tell you that much.
Well, it is Brazil, right? Or is it Mexico?
So we went to Brazil about 6 weeks ago and then Mexico 2 weeks ago.
I'd say both places, they know how to party.
And they do.
Have food.
Yep, hats off to both. And just I could feel the hearts of these people. Like they're pioneers in both these markets. And so they've been through some really tough times. Just the simple fact of getting products to their customers has been a massive project. And they figured it out. You know, they haven't let any excuses get in the way of their mission. So, we just want to honor you for everything you're doing to raise the vibration of the planet and to bring healing and empowerment and these precious gifts to the world. Such an amazing thing.
You know, it's so true, Andy, and just feeling grateful, absolutely, for the oils and just the ability I had an experience to share and help a friend who's going through something. And they were having a hard time sleeping and had the opportunity to just support them and spend time with them. And anyway, we put Adaptive and frankincense down their spine and just like massaged that in and then put them to bed. And they were like, I haven't slept that well in weeks, you know, and it's just that simple
wow.
thing, about how, you know, the power of, especially when you're stressed or you're trying to recover from an illness, like mm-hmm. the power of sleep, and just so grateful, right? For Adaptive, yeah. for frankincense, for, you know, I have clementine in my water this morning and yarrow palm on my skin. Last night I was at a fun charity fundraiser gathering and two different people, they were like, your skin looks amazing.
Wow.
Like, what is that? And it's like, thank you, yarrow palm. Thank you, doTERRA. Yeah. You know, I also yeah. add on frankincense and rose to my skin as well. So yeah, so fun. Hi, Danielle. She's like, yes, I saw you there last night. We took a fun photo. So it was so fun to see you and your husband and running a couple of you. But yeah, I'm just, you know, you think about like you guys, you have like when we think about the oils, they really are the bottle of light.
Yeah.
You know, I know that can sound a little bit, you know, I don't know, but I think it's so true. And they just have such a positive influence in our lives. And you know, so just feeling so much gratitude for doTERRA and for our community here. Andy and I definitely missed you when we weren't here in live, you know, on these calls, because it's like, this is like family. So we're just happy to be back.
Can I give an extra shout out to Yarrow Palm?
Yes, of course.
I spoke to two people yesterday. One of them had like chronic skin issues, like severe boils and rashes. On the backs of the thighs for 20 years. And they had tried everything. They tried natural, they tried prescription, and guess what took care of it for them? Our hero, Yarrow Palm.
Yes.
And then I was talking to Max, and he's had lots of rashes, especially where his skin grafts are. And he struggled with that for 3+ years. And once again, Yarrow Palm of the rescue, just a miracle in a bottle. I love that stuff.
I'm just telling you guys, and can I, you know, I'm always aware of like sensitivity to compliance. So, but I even had like, there's sometimes like on my skin somewhere, you know, like a sunspot, or sometimes on my skin, I get these little, you know, you get like a little skin tab or skin growth, and I just put a little frankincense and Yarrow Palm on it, and it just goes away.
Wow.
Right. So I know that's I don't know if that teeters on like, hey, we'd being able to share that, but just truly that's what I've experienced. But you know, when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, I do encourage you, put that Yarrow Palm on your face, but also down your neck and your, you know, chest, as well as I put it on my hands before I go to sleep. I use the Yarrow Palm bottle. That's the body serum, I guess. I don't know.
The serum. Yep.
But truly it's just like, you know, one of those things about how we take good care of ourselves and our skin and how we look. I mean, but speaking of skin, someone's quite tan this morning and it's not me.
Well, let's read Melanie's Facebook comment. She's like, let's talk about how gorgeous you are and how put together you are for 8:30 in the morning.
Oh gosh.
Your hair, heart.
Oh, Melanie, I love you, bestie. I know, but guys, and this is normally because, yes, I'm filming for a group after this morning. And so I did get up and the hair, but I didn't get a chance to curl it yet. So rarely will you ever see me with straight hair because my preference is a little bit of the curl, but y'all, because you're in between like, hey, getting ready, part one, we'll curl the hair after. But thank you so much. I also too, you know, I'm a big believer of vitamins and supplements and those things are taking place regularly. But that was a nice deflection, Andy Goddard, off your tan skin. You want to know what, you guys? Never once in my whole life has anyone ever said to me, wow, you look pretty tan. Like I've never ever experienced. And one of the benefits of being friends with me, or, you know, we're in, you know, if you stand next to me, no matter who I'm with, I make them look tan. Right? Like that's a gift of friendship I give regularly. Just saying, it's true.
And this is
one time has anyone said, wow, you look tan. Where have you been? It could be July, middle of the summer. And it's like, unless I'm wearing like self tanner, which I am a fan of. Self tanner, dry shampoo, change your life, along with the oils.
Still waiting for doTERRA to come out with the
doTERRA, we need a self tanner. Smells like citrus bliss, please, you know. But yeah, I've never had that experience, everyone.
Oh, and I've never had anybody tell me that my hair looks fabulous. So
yeah, well,
say you're taking it.
Trade-offs, friend.
Trade-offs.
No, I make a joke sometimes. It's like, if I'm ever hot tubbing with a group or whatnot, there's no need for a light on. Tiff's here, you know. Glow in the dark.
Oh, you're hilarious. Well, yeah. We've got some questions coming in. Do you have any shares or should we jump into questions?
I want to hear some questions. I want to interact with our community. I mean, I'm loving this chat box. You guys are hilarious. Thank you for the love.
Awesome. So we have April on Facebook saying, I have a team member that is having a time breaking down her why and her vision. Other than helping people and earning income, she knows she's meant to do this business, but she feels like she isn't a dreamer. And it's holding her back. She's asking how she can gain momentum if she's having a hard time focusing on a bigger vision. I love that question so much. You want to start us off or you want me to?
You go. I feel like you're ready, but I am excited for it.
Awesome. So I think I've mentioned this before, but Natalie and I both just finished the book, The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek. Mm. And absolutely love his work. The first book I read of his was Start With Why. So obviously he's, and the whole infinite vision is about taking your why and moving it into a future tense. Like how does your why look when it's applied globally and in the future? So for anybody struggling with their why, highly recommend his books. If you don't have time for the books, start with his TEDx talk or TED talk.
Yeah.
He's a rock star. So, so one of the things that he mentions, he's actually differentiates between a why and a just cause. A just cause is basically, you know, what I just described, taking your why and making it future facing. So when you think about your just cause, what is a vision of the future that moves you, that inspires you, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you up late at night? So his description of a just cause is basically what the founders of America set forth in the Declaration of Independence, right? We hold that all men are created equal. That is a just cause. That is something worth fighting for. It's something worth dying for. The just cause is about, and it, the cool thing is you don't have to have your own just cause. There are some people who have been given the gift of being visionaries. In fact, futuristic is one of the strengths. And it's not for everybody. So the cool thing about just causes is you don't have to have one that's unique to you. For me and Natalie, when we heard the phrase, a healer in every home, we were like, oh my gosh, I am so in. Like, I am on that train and I will, it's an impossible, that's the other thing. He describes the just cause as it has to be impossible. Like, if you're not working on an impossible mission, then it's not big enough. So a healer in every home is a pretty audacious goal, right? But that's what drives us. And we didn't have to come up with it, right? Our dear friend Karen Grant is the first one that I heard use it. And we're like, oh my gosh, I'm in. So just because you don't have the gift of a futuristic, or you're not a visionary, maybe you're not ideation is another strength. Maybe that's not yours. That's okay. Just drop into your heart and think, what is a cause that moves me? What is a mission that inspires me and makes me want to take action? And then put your heart and soul into it. It's something, that's where the passion is when you have a bigger dream and a bigger vision for yourself first and for the people that you love and people that surround you. So those are a couple of my thoughts. Tiffany, what would you share?
Well, I just love the conversation of vision, right? Like, and especially, I mean, I love it regularly. It's not something that like goes away, but there's this like added charge when we're on the cusp of a new year, right? You guys, are you feeling that? Like 2020 is around the corner. I'm doing a 1-day workshop here in Salt Lake City tomorrow. Some of you are coming to that, even flying in for that. I'm doing that tomorrow here in Salt Lake and on Tuesday again for an intimate group. So when we talk though about vision, so I'm already like, I'm in this process because I'm going to facilitate a full day around vision and goal setting tomorrow. And for myself, even coming through November and some of the work that I've been working on, is just the power of it and dropping in. Now, I think about this is that it's never about perfect, right? I think we've talked about that many times on this call and in these sessions, but it is about engaging with the practice. And do you have a vision? And are you regularly reviewing the vision? Is similar to anytime you're building a home for the ground up, right? Is that that's a space and plans you're going to visit regularly through the building process. Well, your life is the same way. And you think about your dreams and your vision as the zip code that you're visiting. And are you regularly visiting it and spending time where you're going, right? Like, that's one of those key life questions is, where are you going? Spiritually, emotionally, physically, your body, your health, your relationships, right? Your doTERRA business. And what are the actions and the energy that you want to be about? I think that really matters is, are you visualizing the energy that you have each day and that you're bringing online, that you're bringing to your classes, that you're bringing to conversations? Is, are you a bright light of joy? Are you like this vessel of like, goodness, But part of how we maintain that and show up that way day in and day out after we've done doTERRA or whatever we're up to for, you know, years on end, is are we regularly infusing the vision, right? And like what Andy's saying of having this mantra and this purpose statement of a healer in every home is every time you drop into that, it re-infuses your purpose and your inspiration. So start asking yourself that question, where am I going? What am I creating? What do I want to be about? How do I want to show up on the planet? What do I want to bring every day, online, in person, to relationships, to connecting? It's just, what do you want to be about, my friends? And thinking about that on the daily, right, if, is reminding yourself of that. A few weeks ago, John Maxwell was in town in Salt Lake City. And a dear friend of mine, Chad Hymas, it was his birthday. So we went out to that and spent that day together learning from him. Of course, John Maxwell, I'm sure you've heard of him, his leadership books. And I'd never heard him speak in person before. So he was in my own backyard. So we went out to that. And he said something. He said a lot of things that were really valuable. But the one thing that just kept over and over has been churning in my mind is he said this. And he's talking about growth, right? As he said, growth, you know, is intentional. He said, we age automatically. And I was like, yeah, I don't care for that. Right? Because you think about aging. I have a birthday coming up the end of December, which I love. It's fun to celebrate. But, you know, I am still a human and can sometimes be driven by the ego that's like, I don't need another year tacked on. Let's start going the other, you know, whatever. That's just a whole story narrative, in especially the United States, that we have around aging versus all of that. But the point being, he says, we age automatically, right? Like, the time is going to pass. Can y'all believe it's December of 2019 already? Like, I promised you December 2018, 3 minutes ago. Right?
I know. Serious.
Right? So all of a sudden, it's like we age automatically. We grow intentionally. Right? Growth must be intentional. And growth begins with vision and intention and purpose. So I love that you're asking this, is dropping into that vision and who you are and how you're showing up. Because that's one of, you know, I saw one of the questions. We've got some juicy things happening in the chat box, which, by the way, my loves, if you're sharing great comments, which I love seeing it, many of you are sharing it to panelists only, which means only Andy and I can see it. But I want to see these questions, like Shelly, your beautiful insight about what do you need, sweetheart. Copy that and then reshare it to attendees, right? So everyone sees it. Or Lori or Danette or Danielle, your great questions. We'd love to see that as well. Marcy as well, right? So all these questions you're sharing, by the way, just put them there. But one of the questions I saw Lori share up above, she was saying to the effect, it's like, hey, I needed this today. I've been struggling. And after moving from California, trying to get people signed up and so forth. And, you know, some people being handicapped and on Social Security, I'm worn out. No one wants to believe in these oils or they just don't have the funds. I'm clear. She says, I'm not struggling with my weights. My why, it's the other people and the excuses. And at some point, love, it's just that how do you protect your own peace, your own mindset, where you just continue to show up as a bright light, that you are that vessel, is that the reality is we can't control what other people choose, right? We can't. But we can absolutely control how we choose to show up, and that we're going to show up with energy, with education, with tools, with vibrancy, with brightness, and that we're going to be about that, and that we are going to continue to hold that space. So when they are ready, or when they do have a need, or when they do choose to say, hey, I want to change my life, that you'll be the person that you're their go-to. You'll come to mind, right? Because you continue to show up that way. But a lot of that for me, again, reminds me of vision, is back to who do I choose to be and how do I want to show up in this environment, in this space, on this call, right? Before I got here this morning with you, I was in my own visioning morning study and seeing ahead for my day and what's on tap for today. And how do I want to show up today? And that those thoughts early in the morning, you can do them any time of day, but to me, they really help me get clear about how am I going to show up rather than like, we'll just see how it goes, right? Oh, no. You've got to be proactive. You've got to be the creator. It's rather than, well, we'll just see how it goes. It's like, no, regardless of the mood my spouse is in or this environment or whatever's happening, I'm going to choose to show up in a certain way. And what a difference that makes. So,
I love that.
Questions around vision. By the way, I have a free goal setting workshop program on my website. If you've not downloaded that, this might be the time of year to get into it. And you're welcome to share it with your teams. Again, it's free. You just go to tiffanyspeaks.com and it's on the main page or under the tab free resources. And it's a 12-page companion workbook that teaches called the 7 strategies for successful goal achievement. And there's like an hour and 20 minute audio that walks you through the training. And so you can do that together. That way, I know not all of you, of course, we're just doing a small intimate group here in Salt Lake tomorrow with 12 people. Is that if, but you can, it's similar. You can have a big flavor of that into your own life that can help you with that clarity.
I love that. Thank you so much for your generosity and helping us all on our journey. That's so generous.
I love it, my friend. Do we have someone joining us live?
Yep, Lori is on with us live. Hey. Lori, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm really depressed because I've been with doTERRA for 8 years. And when I signed up, it was in Los Angeles and I had no upline. I bought a kit and that was it. I never did anything until I started working with Dr. Hannah in Laguna Niguel, who is my upline. And I mean, before I had all my surgeries, when I was working with her, I was a therapist. I had been on fire when she signed up. They reinstated me and I ended up under her and I was on fire signing people up and she was teaching me the classes and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to make it too long, but I ended up having back surgery and I had hip dysplasia and had 6-hour hip surgery. I moved to North Carolina. My whole culture shock. I had 4 builders. I was right under not a silver, the one under that, an elite or something. Yep. Anyway, yep. I lost all my builders. I made so many mistakes. I'm still making them and I'm going on 8 years being with it. I've lost everybody. I'm on Social Security. I'm handicapped. I still don't want to stop, but my heart is tapped out. I've given up so much oils and I'm so depressed about it. And I've had to stop and cut my card off and I'm so discouraged and I want to keep doing it, but I don't even have the money for myself to do it anymore. And I really needed to watch this today and I'm so sorry I'm upset, but I don't know what to do. I have no upline up here. It's hard to talk to everybody in Orange County where I'm from, and I want to keep doing this. It's made me healthy, but now that I can't afford this stuff for myself, I feel terrible emotionally and physically, and I'm trying to keep my own health up and at least do it for myself. But I've given so much to everybody that I don't have anything for myself anymore. So I need to know what to do. I don't know anymore. I'm really struggling with it.
Well, we're just giving you big, big hugs. Wish we were there in person to hold you right now.
I just wish there was somebody here that really was more motivational for me. And I was told that I'm in the wrong area, that High Point is not a good area for this. Raleigh and Durham and, you know, the more, of course, expensive places are better. People are more believing in the oils. I don't know. I'm just tapped out. I don't know what to think about it anymore. I mean, I love the oils. I believe in them, but I've given so much of myself and given my own oils out that I can't even afford to do anything for myself anymore.
Wow. Well, we are sending you so much love and feeling you right now. The whole community is holding you right now, Lori. So
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to cry, but it's just something that I don't want to stop. And I have to right now, you know?
Yeah.
Lori, we just send you so much love. And, you know, there's seasons to things. So it sounds like this is a season where you really get to fill your own cup. And
yeah.
Come back home and take good care of you and refuel. And there will be a new season. There always is a spring that follows winter, right? Or morning that follows night. Is that we send you so much love and just to know and trust that continue to do the best you can to work on your mindset and your health and wellness, that you continue to nourish you as the vessel, that you, you know, listen to good, positive, inspiring things online, podcasts, YouTube, you know, lots of free resources that are out there, and take your, you know, take the time to nourish you, your body, mind, heart, and spirit. I hear you. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to invite you to try on one of Natalie's favorite mantras and affirmations, which is, I am perfectly supported. And even if you don't believe that today or feel that today, what matters is the power of affirmations are real. And the power of our mouths and the power of the words we speak and the thoughts we think, they are creative energies. So it's okay to feel discouraged. You can visit this zip code of discouragement that you're in. But honey, you don't plant roots there. You don't put roots in that zip code of discouragement. And I know years ago when Natalie and I started working together, and that was one of her grounding affirmations, I am perfectly supported. And sometimes we don't see the support around us in physical, but spiritually, right? God, source, universe, your angels, whatever you call that, that you are perfectly supported. And I just invite you to make declarations of where you're going, right? And that you visit in your mind and in your words and in your thoughts where you are going, that you're, you know, getting healthier and stronger, and that you're choosing into that. So again, we hold the space that you can feel absolutely the discouragement. And I'm planting the seed that you still choose your God-given ability of agency to say, I'm going to nourish a positive mindset. I'm going to nourish my body, mind, heart, and spirit. I'm going to be believing of. But this season is a season right now where you're filling your own cup, as it sounds like.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah. But say for me out loud, I am perfectly supported.
I am perfectly supported.
I'd like you to say, life is working in my favor.
And life is working in my favor.
God.
And it's because of all my doTERRA family, all of you.
Yes.
I know it is. I know it works. It's just hard for me to get people on board with me and keep builders. And mm-hmm. And I know Dr. Hannah has told me not to give too much out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll give somebody my right arm, literally.
Right.
And I do it all the time.
Right. But part of this life lesson is learning how to take better care of yourself. Right.
Yeah.
Is yes, right. We want to help nourish others, but also take care of yourself. One more affirmation I'd like you to write down. So I'm perfectly supported. Life is working in my favor. God or universe has a plan on my life.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I am willing to grow, heal.
I am willing to grow and heal.
You are perfectly supported. And even again, the thing about an affirmation is sometimes in the present moment of our circumstance, we might say, I don't feel this. I don't believe it, right? Because it's not my, like I look around and that's not what the quote unquote evidence suggests, but we're all creating, and we all create first out of, in essence, what could feel like thin air, but it's like the essence of it already exists. We're just pulling it together. It's just choosing into speaking and thinking. But thank you for trusting us with your heart and with your realness and what's up for you. There's lots of comments in the chat box sending love to you. But for all of us, right, because we all can relate to this, that it's like every one of you at times, it's like you have builders that started and then they fell apart, or and then new people are coming in and some people are not showing up. And we can all relate to the feeling discouraged for sure. You just don't build a house in discouragement, my loves, any one of you. You can feel discouraged. You can visit that zip code, but do not put in a pool. Do not put in custom drapes in that zip code. Nope. Mm-mm.
That makes sense.
No.
That makes sense.
We're back to our vision of where am I going, and that we affirm, you know, those true statements.
I love what you shared, Tiffany, especially about just giving yourself permission to feel it all, right? Like don't give any judgment to any of the feelings. So if you're feeling alone, then just, you know, say the words out loud. I feel so alone. And then give that feeling permission to, you know, teach you or just be your teacher for a minute, and then go to the next feeling, right? I think where a lot of us get stuck emotionally is when we start to feel something that maybe we judge as negative, and then we go into judgment. And we dig our heels in, and it, when we're in resistance, then we stay stuck. It's almost like there's this cycle of energy. And when we, so imagine like a swimming pool, in order to clean the water, it constantly has to pump the water out of the pool and back in.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Imagine taking the pipes, and when you start to feel tense, just pinching those pipes closed. What's gonna happen when the pump is still running, but you've pinched the line closed? It's gonna pop, right? It's gonna explode. So we have a dear friend who's going through some really big trials right now. And the thing that she just keeps repeating is, I give myself permission to feel it all, right? To feel the hurt, the self-judgment, the disappointment. And that's the only way I know to move through it. And to not to stay in that zip code, as Tiffany was saying.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for hopping on and sharing where you're at and being so vulnerable.
I'm I apologize.
No, not at all.
I didn't really want to just.
No, we love real talk.
Okay. Well, I'm real.
Yes.
I've put it out there so many times. Dr. Hannah's been there for me so much when I flew down to California, and she's given me a lot of pep talks, and she calls me, and, you know, but I haven't called her back lately because I just don't want to, you know, I'm constantly doing this to her, and I feel like I didn't want to throw it on her right now.
let's talk about that, Lori, because Dr. Hannah is actually on Facebook Live, and she's sending you love. So she's watching this right now, and she's asking, can we talk later today?
Mm. Yeah.
That's a yes, Lori.
Yes.
So let's talk about that belief that I don't want to burden her or I don't want to bother her.
Yeah.
So are you worthy of support?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, so your homework is to claim it, because the universe is showering it on you right now. But until you open your heart and open that door, then it's all in vain.
Yeah.
So there's your homework.
Okay.
So true.
Sounds good.
Well, the other thing I want to add to your homework, Danielle's suggesting this, and I think it's smart too, is I want you to go to my website and download my goal setting program. Because again, it will help you. It's free. You just have to, it will send immediately to your inbox. But there's an entire workbook there that you can work through that will help you with your goals. Again, like I'm with Andy, it's like feel the feelings, get out some hot cocoa, put on your coziest socks, you know, maybe watch Serendipity, a great rom-com, and like just get some love energy or the Hallmark Channel, right?
Right.
Whatever your things are that nourish that little heart of yours, because we want to be tender to that heart, you know, for sure. And then when you're saying, okay, let's work on some creation. Let's get into the energy. Let's get into this movement forward. I want you to come to that goals program, because that's there for you as a very, is a free resource that will help you with your mindset and with what you're moving towards.
Okay.
Love it.
You gonna do it?
Yes.
All right. Yes. You got yes. it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Lori. Sending you off to work.
Thanks for helping me out.
Oh, so, so good. So your hot cocoa comment reminded me, Tiffany, that a few minutes after we landed, so we were in Mexico on the beach, you know, 80 degree weather, lows of like 72. And then we come back
here. That really tough life.
What's that?
Yeah, that really tough life.
It was tough, yeah.
Lows of 72, man, that's rough. No. Get out the Uggs and the parka.
We pull up our driveway, covered in snow. We're trying to get our garage door to open in the winter. We come inside, we unpack. And what does Natalie say? Well, I think it's time for a Hallmark movie.
Yep.
So the Hallmark Christmas movies have officially begun. And 'tis the season.
Yeah, I'm just impressed you waited till after Thanksgiving because they started before Halloween. Some of us, I mean, I don't want to name names, but some.
No, no, no. We're not here to point fingers.
Before, we're not going to do Captain Shamestorm today, are we? So, some of us may have seen one of those before Thanksgiving. I mean, it happens.
These things happen and there's no judgment.
Yeah. Look, there's different ways that we all
self-care takes a lot of shapes.
Yes, it does. Self-care, that is absolutely true. Sometimes it's a manicure, you're right. And sometimes it's like peanut butter cups in front of the Hallmark Channel.
Yep. Okay, we've got some great questions that have come
in. We've got a lot of good questions. So what else are we taking on today?
So Julie on Facebook Live says, I have some family members who are still skeptical and even to the point of making fun of me. These people have a lot of influence on other family members when I'm really trying to build my family team. It's really hard. What and how to handle this situation?
I got an idea.
Yep.
Okay. Well, my first idea, which was like, you know, my saucy, sassy self, which, you know, I mean, never comes out, of course, but I'd buy them all a t-shirt for Christmas that says I got an oil for that.
I love it.
You know, but in all sincerity, I think you've heard me share this before, but years and years ago when I first got introduced to personal growth and I was selling for Franklin Covey and I read the book As a Man Thinketh, my gateway drug, right, into personal development, gateway book. Have y'all read As a Man Thinketh? Because if not, you really want to.
And,
but I showed up to my Christmas family gathering, Andy. You've heard the story.
I love the story. It's the first thing I thought of when I read the question.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Yeah. As I showed up to that family party because I was like, now this was a mini Oprah moment. Like Oprah's giving away cars, you know. I showed up to that family party with a box of As a Man Thinketh books, right? Because I'd gone through in that year all this change. I'd quadrupled my income. I'd seen so much. It opened my mind, the power of our thoughts and thinking. And I, because I truly love my family, I was like, I'm going to change all their lives right here, right now. They're going to be so excited, right? Because in our families, we draw names. So you buy for like one person, that type of thing. But they were all getting a copy of the book as well, you know.
Santa Claus is in the house.
Huh?
Santa Claus is in the house.
Yeah. You guys, that went over like a lead balloon. Like, I remember the crickets, where I'm like, hey, everyone, gather around. I have something for everybody. And I was just like, you get a book, and you get a book, and you get a book. And I'm like, I have found the fountain of change. Like, this is how you change your life. You change your thoughts, you'll change your life, your income, your marriage, your relationships, your everything. And it was so awkward. And so uncomfortable. But you know what? I mean, I love that little self of mine. Go back and cuddle her. Like, she just, the heart was in the right place. But the reality is your family loves. This is why God gives us friends. Your friends redeem all those wounds, right? It's that sometimes your family, aren't going to be on board with what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're not. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. The 4SWs, right? Is that I've had to learn that personally, financially, in sales. Some will. Some I've had to learn it in dating, right? I mean, we're not going to turn that show into this moment, but like some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting, right? Is sometimes it's like, oh boy, yeah. But there's also a lot of joy and a lot of great people that I've gotten to meet and show up. So I say it with a lot of, with still tenderness, even though I'm in my playful energy self, I still, it's like love is you keep being your bright light.
Yeah.
You keep bringing your bright light. You keep being you. Now, what is so cool, right? Like I, okay, now, see, now I'm like going to activate from playful to like, oh boy, that might bring the waterworks. But I remember, you know, my sister came to my very first little one-day workshop, you guys. My very first little one-day workshop in Salt Lake City, Utah, in February of 2010. And guess what that workshop was called? Success Strategies Workshop.
Ooh, I like it.
Isn't that so cute? And that binder, you guys, that I have, that it's like, ooh, oh gosh. But you know what? It was good. It was awesome. And I had 37 people sign up for my first workshop. And you're all like, well, that's pretty good for a first workshop. Until you understand that 30 of the 37 were my family and friends doing me a major solid, right? To like cheer me on in this new thing. But my sister and my mom of my family came to my workshop. And my sister was like, you know, started reading the book, The Success Principles, and some things like that here and there. And here she is. And like, she'll tell me to this day. And it's like my sister who, you know, for years worked for someone else. She's in the dog grooming industry. She started 3 years ago her own business out of her home. Has her own thriving groomery in her home. She's now just established 2-3 months ago. She's the president of the Groomers Association now in Utah. They just formed this. She's and all this stuff. And she's like, you know, you put me on this path, right? And it's truly not about me, but it's like you can influence your family. You can influence your friends. You can't control them.
Yep.
Choose love, show up in love, but to also make a decision to say, I'm going to become unoffendable, as my friend Michelle McCullough, and she's quoting, I think, Jeff, or a friend of mine, Brad Barton, saying that. Become unoffendable, right? I love the book, The Four Agreements. Don't take anything personally. Now, it's easier to say that to apply it, but truly is why it hurts so bad is because it's like, oh, man, I wish they would support me and buy into that. And I get it, but you continue to use your oils, live the product, share what you're up to. And if your family wants more information and support, great, serve them. If not, and it's not their thing, right? You can diffuse, you can make recipes. You can say when their kiddo, your niece or nephew has a cold or a fever and say, hey, can I make you a fever blend? Or can you want to support this? Or can I support you in that? And if they continue, you know, you just continue to bring the offering and being who you are, but they may not be on board. They may look at that As a Man Thinketh book and be like, we'll put that in the fireplace, right? Just can't control it, but I get it, it's a trigger, right? But the reality is like, hey, you be about the business you're to be about. Not everyone's called to what you're called to, right? But we sometimes want their approval so much. This is where it's real. The issue is we want their approval and we want their love and we want to feel validated that who we are and what we're about and what we're doing versus give yourself that love, give yourself that approval. That's my $20 of 2 cents. Andy, what do you want to add to that?
Just a hearty amen and a hallelujah. So one of my inspirations when I'm in this space, and I am often, I do not have family on board with me in doTERRA, and that's okay. But my inspiration is, it's actually the best-selling book ever. It's sold more than As a Man Thinketh, and it's called The Holy Bible. Mm. And in this book, it tells the story of a man named Jesus Christ, and his own brother James did not convert until after Jesus died. So try to imagine that scenario, right? So one of the greatest teachers, one of the most influential people of all time, and it's not until you die that your brother sees the light. So you're in good company.
Yeah, such a great reminder.
But don't go and die so that your family will buy oils. That's not the message.
But the point of that is, exactly. Yeah, that's just to be clear, that's not the message. But yeah, so thank you for the real talk, because we can all relate to that, right? We've either maybe been married to someone or are, you know, sibling or whatnot. I do think if they are saying, you know, comments that, you know, poking fun at or different things, I think it is also okay to say, hey, you know, I know this might not be your thing, right? It all matters in the energy of how, what you say, by the way. Energy is the trump card in your communication, is to just energetically lightly be like, you know, I know you're probably poking fun, but just to be clear, this does really matter to me. And even if it's not your thing, I just would love, like, if it's not something positive, then I probably don't. I don't think it really helps me. And if I can make that request, right? And just in a way that's like, hey, okay, I get it. So, yeah, this is one of these biggies, because a lot of times in my coaching experience, this comes up where people will say, you know, the same theme, but different is like, what if my spouse isn't into personal development?
No.
And I want to grow. I'm growing and learning and making a vision board or doing these things, and my spouse is like not on board. And they're like, so similar but different, of like the thought process of what if they're not on board with the oils, or they don't believe in it, or they don't want to read the book or do the things. It's like, you just continue to be you and be the light, right? Is the way that you convert anyone or influence someone. You're going to have so much more of an influence on anyone when you come from love than anything else, versus let me convince you, let me shame you, let me judge you, let me silent treatment you, right? It's like, just continue to be the love.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
I remember that the more I've studied the power of love, the more I realized that it's the only sure offense, right? There's no defense against love. It's unbeatable.
Yeah.
And incidentally, if anybody ever wants to see me and Tiffany get up on a soapbox, just hop on this call and say, should I leave my partner because I'm outgrowing them? This is the best way to get us up on a soapbox. So just a little tip for anybody out there.
Yeah. That one just, yeah. Can you guys, if this is going to sound like a shameless plug, and maybe it is, but it truly is of value, is I launched a podcast October 1st, and every Tuesday there's a new show that goes live. And yesterday's show went live. I've received more DMs so fast off this show, and it's talked about Expectation Hangover with Christine Hassler. And you can find my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, right? Or download those apps if you don't know, like, oh, what? How do I access a podcast? And give that a listen, because she was talking about how she was, you know, doing so much personal development and came into her new relationship, and she got married this year with what she called spiritual arrogance, right? And being so in the arrogance of, I'm so developed and I'm so wise and I'm so this and that, right? And so, and how humbling that is, right? When you come into, or you learn, like, to your point, am I showing up to love? And so you can read the books and the podcasts and the things, but it's like, we get to practice love ultimately. Hi, little Leo. Speaking of love, you little love vessel.
Leo, what is today at preschool? Is it pajama day?
Yeah, and drinking hot chocolate.
They're going to be drinking hot chocolate in their PJs at school today.
Hot cocoa once again, everybody. See?
I think that's kind of the universal solution.
Yes.
If hot cocoa doesn't cure it, then is it really a problem?
Right? Leo, I want a hot cocoa. Will you bring me one?
Leo, get a share, bud. Leo. You got a share, man. thanks for joining us, Leo. Fun kids.
Yes.
Let's see. Was there one more question?
We had several in the chat box. I think Danielle had a question, and maybe one or two others.
There was a question about Diamond Club. I think that was Elizabeth. Yeah. She says, any thoughts, tips about Diamond Club? I don't understand what it is. I just know I need to enroll some people in December to be part of it. So first of all, huge shout out to you, Elizabeth, from Norway. If anybody wants to see some incredibly epic wedding photos, just hop on YouTube and search Viking Wedding. So Elizabeth, rock that. So Diamond Club is basically, it's a travel incentive program. So the idea is if you've got potential outside of your immediate area, then doTERRA and your upline will partner to help reimburse some of your travel expenses to get out to those people and teach regular classes. And every market has slightly different rules. So you need to look up what the requirements are in Norway, because I'm not familiar with those. But there's enrollment requirements to stay in Diamond Club, and they'll reimburse up to a certain amount for each trip. So that's the basic premise of Diamond Club. And then did you say there was another question too?
Yeah, I think it's right here. Let me just scroll back. I'm going up the chat box. It's, yeah.
While you're looking, I want to share a post from Facebook. Tiffany Trimming just hit diamond. So let's give it up for Tiffany. Congratulations. She says, I've been with doTERRA from the beginning, and I've been, she says, I've been comfortable too long. What's your advice to keep momentum up and positivity when the roller coaster gets crazy?
What would you say to that, Andy?
Well, I would ask you the same question that Tiffany asked us when we hit a milestone, and that is, what have you done, Tiffany, the other Tiffany, to celebrate? What have you done to bring the energy of success from what you've already accomplished? And give yourself permission to really go there, like really celebrate and be in that energy, and not just like for a 5 minute, you know, giving your kids high fives, like really, really celebrate. And I think that's the start. I know that when we hit diamond, we needed a little breather afterwards. Sometimes that can be a really big push. And so I would give yourself permission to do the self-care and to just snuggle up with your kiddos and just be on the healing journey yourself, right? Just like we were talking to Lori earlier, on the journey to heal others, remember to be healed.
Yeah.
So those are my shares. Tiffany, what would you add?
I just love that. And I think, again, it's exactly what you said, is what nourishes you, what centers you, what grounds you, right? Is that I was having this conversation with a woman I'm coaching yesterday, and we were talking about what are the things we know that fill the bucket, right? For both our pipes and our pipeline, as well as our self-care and our energy and all of that, is that we measure our effort versus our outcome, right? Because a lot of times it's so fun to celebrate outcomes. And I want you to do that when you hit silver, when you hit gold, when you hit diamond and beyond, is yes, you got to celebrate it. And in terms of how we continue to create any what thing or what we want, is looking at the effort piece. Like, what is the effort, or what are the, I want to measure the effort, not necessarily the outcome. So would love to hear about that. I love that Cass said, she sent this to panelists. She said, since my session, quote unquote, with Andy and Tiffany on November 13th, which is here, she says, I've enrolled 10 new enrollments. Isn't that exciting?
That's awesome. Congratulations, Cass.
Love that. Love it. Love it. We take action on true principles. There's this concept, the principles always work if you work the principles, right? Wow. So when we show up and do the work, which is, I think, a great way to complete our share for today. There's a whole lot that's we've been covering and that we could share. If you have more questions, feel free to come back again next week. We're going to be here again next Wednesday. We'd love to serve and support you and connect in our beautiful community. But I just invite you that something that's been shared today, I invite you to take action upon it, whether it's working on your vision for 2020, whether it's contacting and nourishing your relationships, if it's, you know, connecting with team or setting up, you know, a gathering for this December or the first of the year with your team. It's a really good time, my friends, whether you're, you know, connected to people via Zoom or in person, is it's a really good time to start planting those seeds, or perhaps even planning a gathering where you look at new goals and vision and possibility for the new year, right? And just really helping one another with that clarity is to lead that. So thank you so much for being here. Take some form of action today, whether for yourself, for your business. Those principles, if you'll work them, they will create positive change in your life. Andy, anything you want to wrap us up with today?
Another amen and another hallelujah.
Yes.
Thanks so much for bringing your brilliance, Tiffany.
Oh, you too, my friend. Always a treat, you guys. We'll be back here for another holiday-infused session of Share Success Coaching next Wednesday.
Otherwise known as Comedy Hour.
That too. Bring your hot cocoa next week. Should we bring the cocoa to the call?
Let's do it.
Bring your cocoa to the call, everybody.
Maybe we'll get Leo to join us too.
Yeah, there we go.
See ya. Thanks, everyone.